This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have former CUNA Chief Advocacy Officer Ryan Donovan talking about, he came on to do kind of an exit interview, if you will, about his new position at the Council of Federal Home Loan Banks as its president and CEO. A big congratulations to Ryan, but we are definitely sad to see him go leaving the credit union industry. But he's not going to be a stranger. He still has his big toe in the credit union industry, as he explains in this video, in this conversation. So couldn't be more proud to have Ryan on the show, as he's visited us many, many times, and this one was a really great conversation, as you guys will find out. So hope you guys enjoy our exit interview with Ryan Donovan. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, oh my goodness, look who we have here, Mr. Ryan Donovan, former CUNA Chief Advocacy Officer. Oh my gosh, Ryan, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here, because we get to talk about your next step in your career. And I'm really excited. I mean, although this is very bittersweet, but I'm very excited for you and your next step in your career. And we were talking before the recording that we all kind of never stop growing, especially in our careers. And this is a big career step for you. And this is something you got to do for yourself and your family. But we certainly appreciate all that you have done for the credit union industry the last, almost 15 years at CUNA.
Yeah.
Am I correct in that?
Yeah, 15 years at CUNA, and 2.5 years before that with the California and Nevada Credit Union League.
Oh, that's right.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
You know the industry obviously quite intimately, and you've had much feedback from your latest announcement. You're going to be the president CEO of the Council of Federal Home Loan Banks. So I'm curious as to know, What is that? Can you share with us, for those folks out there who may not be familiar with that?
Sure. The Council of Federal Home Loan Banks is essentially the trade association for the 11 federal home loan banks. And of course, federal home loan banks are primary liquidity provider for credit unions, community banks, insurance companies, community development financial institutions. And, they're trying to support economic activity, housing, and financial stability. Mm-hmm. And so what I will be doing there, as you mentioned, I'll be the president and CEO of the council. And really what they're aiming to do is centralize, grow, and strengthen their advocacy. The home loan bank system is celebrating its 90th anniversary this year. And there's a lot of look forward to see, what should that system look like over the next, when it hits its centennial in 10 years. And so hopefully I'll be able to bring some leadership perspective and expertise to the role. And I'm really eager to get started in September.
Hopefully you will, Ryan. You will, definitely, for sure, because you've done some tremendous things for the credit union industry in your roles at CUNA, and as well as the California Nevada Credit Union Leagues. So what exactly will you be doing at the council?
So we've got it's a relatively small team right now. But the home loan bank system has had their advocacy sort of decentralized with the regional banks. And that's fine. There are really great advocates. The banks do, I think, a really good job of advocating within their region, engaging the state credit union and community bank associations. I think what they're interested in doing right now is how do you make that stronger? How do you have a deeper presence in Washington? That's what we've talked about doing, and that's what I'm eager to do.
Okay. Yeah, and I was reading up on it a little bit, and it sounds like that this organization you're going to, it still works with community banks and credit unions as well, because I saw that kind of in their kind of background.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
exciting. Absolutely. What's really neat about this is that it doesn't take me very far from the credit union system at all.
Good.
In fact, the home loan banks themselves are not-for-profit financial cooperatives. And the members of the banks, whether they're credit unions, community banks, insurance companies, or CDFIs, they're member owners. So there's a lot of similarities between the two systems in terms of how they're structured, the mission. They're mission driven. So if credit union's mission is to promote thrift and provide access to credit for provident purposes, really the home loan bank's mission is to make sure that they're providing liquidity, supporting housing and home ownership. bringing about financial stability. And so there's a lot of similarities, which made it, frankly, a little bit easier for me to make that move, both in terms of the familiarity and also the mission-based part of the system.
Yeah, it sounds like a very natural transition or a very natural progression for you in your career.
So, it made a lot of sense. Yeah,
exactly, for sure. Hey, let's get to CUNA here again, where you spent nearly 15 years as executive vice president and chief advocacy officer. So can you share some highlights during your time there, or maybe even a few accomplishments as well?
You know, Mike, the last several weeks, I've had a lot of time to think about the last 15 years and reflect on it. And I really sort of put it maybe in three buckets. You know, I saw a lot.
I bet you did.
Right. I mean, I was at the Bill Thomas hearing in the Ways and Means Committee back in 2005. I think that was so long ago that Jim Nussle was a member of that committee during that hearing. Shortly after I started at CUNA, of course, the corporate credit union crisis happened, the financial crisis, we had Dodd-Frank, the Durbin Amendment. And so it's been a long time. So when I've thought about this, I sort of have bucketed things into sort of three buckets. The first is, you know, what I'm proud of that we accomplished together. And I really want to emphasize that, because what I learned very early on in this role is that you don't do anything by yourself. You can't accomplish anything by yourself. You've got to do it together. And thank goodness we've got a good team. But, you know, we had some successes in the Dodd-Frank Act. I remember very, very vividly the CUNA board giving us, you know, essentially 10 things that we needed to go and get changed in that bill. We got all 10 of them done.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, we got sacked with the Durbin Amendment. Of course, the CFPB didn't turn out the way that Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren told us it was going to turn out. Yeah. And that's disappointing and frustrating. But, you know, the other things that really stand out for me, we got the Reg D transfer limit eliminated. We effected a change in the definition of the auto dialer. We got Congress to roll back the arbitration rule. We got credit unions essentially eliminated from the small dollar rule. Mm-hmm. And then a win just this week, preserving the ability of credit unions to serve on military bases.
Yeah, saw that.
That was a huge win. We made progress on the member business lending cap by getting 1-4 family non-owner occupied residential loans eliminated, by getting participations eliminated from the cap. Made progress on field of membership. Just a whole host of things. And what I think all that has done, and when I look forward, what I look forward to seeing as I step aside, is I think we're set up really well to make some additional progress on charter enhancements.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That one bucket is, you know, things that we accomplished. The second bucket is how we accomplished it. And here's the thing. The secret to the success of credit union advocacy is the relationship between credit unions, their state leagues, and CUNA. And it's an interdependent relationship, which means to say that, you know, CUNA can't be successful without the engagement and support of credit unions. They can't be successful without that partnership that is so strong with the state credit union leagues. And likewise, the leagues can't be successful without credit unions and CUNA. And so we recognized that, I think, in a way that evolved during the time that I was at CUNA.
Mm-hmm.
And we built what I started to call the CUNA League Advocacy Team. Sometimes it's called the League CUNA Advocacy Team, but it's the idea that we're all on the same team trying to get things done. So how we got things accomplished changed. I think Jim Nussle had a big impact on this. He got us to a place where we were no longer afraid of our shadow by encouraging us to be fierce and bold in our advocacy. Those are words that you wouldn't have associated with advocacy when I started at CUNA, but now it's a hallmark of it.
Yep.
And then the last thing in terms of how we got things accomplished, we stopped talking about the cost of regulatory burden. And we started to talk about the impact credit unions have on their members' financial well-being and how they advance their communities, essentially trying to realign what we do as an association to that thing that credit unions do for their members. So we had some accomplishments. We changed how we achieved those accomplishments. And then we ultimately changed the conversation. And this is, I think this is the thing I'm most proud of. The tax status is not held over our heads today by policymakers like it was 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. We don't go to Capitol Hill anymore and talk about the need to improve the credit union charter and have policymakers say, hey, you know what? That's really going to put your tax status in jeopardy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason that that doesn't happen like it used to is because we do a much better job today of telling the story of impact.
Oh, yeah.
The value of the tax status isn't what we save taxpayers. The value of the tax status is the impact that we have on credit union members and communities. Mm-hmm. And the more the system tells that story, mm-hmm. The more that they bring stories and data to the conversation, the stronger it's going to be. And I think that's really what I'm proud of, is how we change that conversation.
Yeah. And the many times that you've been on the show, Ryan, and you've been on quite a few times over the years, as we counted before the show started,
yeah.
But you've always said that this advocacy it's a marathon, not a sprint. And you've also stressed certain key points that really hit home with the folks up on the Hill, so to speak, and what really resonates with them. So we fully appreciate those messages and the consistency of it. And I think, you know, that's been the improvement over the years, is that I think credit unions have really been able to hone their message much, much better, their storytelling and all that stuff that you guys have been advocating for years and years. So it's really hitting home, and it's doing a lot of good as we've seen today. So yeah, so we can't thank you enough for all that great advice and that great action-oriented results that we've experienced too.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So just tremendous work that you guys are doing over there, for sure. And so having said that, I mean, so what will you miss most about CUNA and working so closely with credit unions on a daily basis? I mean, this is something that's going to be kind of near and dear to your heart, because you've made a lot of friends along the way as well. Not only, you know, professional acquaintances, but some friends along the way too, that thanks to social media and all that type of stuff, we'll all still be in contact, but
yeah.
You know, you made a lot of friends along the way too.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm going to miss the most. I mean, it's cliche. It sounds cliche to say it, but I genuinely mean it. I mean, it's the people. Yeah. You know, we've got a good team at CUNA and at the leagues, right? And this is one of the things I hope credit unions know and appreciate. You know, there are more than 100 professional advocates between the leagues and CUNA that are working every day on behalf of credit unions. They're some of the best in the business. Mm-hmm. And getting to work with them and learn from them and lead them, it's really been an honor of my life and a hallmark of my career. I've loved that. And so not getting to do that or work with them closely on a day-to-day basis is going to be something that I'm going to miss terribly. I'm going to miss the GAC and seeing everybody, working with our committees. It boils down to the people, Mike.
Sure.
That's what, for me, has made the credit union system very special to work with.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can sneak you into the 2023 GAC without anybody looking. So,
Still have a name tag or something, you know.
I think we can get you in there for sure. Hey, so what advice would you give for the next chief advocacy officer at CUNA? Because obviously you've really kind of set the bar for that position. Was it a brand new, was that a new position as well when you came
It evolved. So when I started at CUNA, I was the vice president of legislative affairs.
Okay.
And then I got promoted to senior vice president of legislative affairs when I think Bill Cheney was there.
Yeah.
And then when Jim came on board, he kind of reorganized things. And he, frankly, this is a good story. He came into my office one day and he said to me, Ryan, if you had to build credit union advocacy from a blank sheet of paper, what would that look like? And so I put together a plan, but a central part of that plan was to bring all of the advocacy functions under one umbrella. And I've told this, this has been part of my spiel for many years. It used to be the case that there were four different people working on an issue like data security at CUNA, and they reported to four different senior vice presidents or executive vice presidents, but they didn't talk to each other. It wasn't very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really tried to break that down. And so, my advice to the next person that is in this role, really twofold. One, make it work for you, right? And for your work style and your management style, your leadership style. But second, if you do the job right, you're never going to feel alone. And you're never going to feel like it's all on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. It's a stressful position, right? You sometimes do feel like, oh God, I got to protect this tax status. I got to advance this charter. There's a lot of responsibility. But if you do it right, you recognize that you've got a strong, capable, talented team surrounding you. The folks internal at CUNA, the lobbyists, the attorneys, the economists, the political professionals, the grassroots experts, everybody at CUNA. And then you combine that with the leagues, the league presidents, the government affairs professionals. You're never alone. So trust the team, over communicate with the leagues and with credit unions, and never forget you're all on the same team.
Yeah, definitely a team effort for sure. And you guys, again, you laid a pretty fine template there for those to follow. So you guys did such a wonderful job. Oh my gosh, Ryan, I could talk to you all day on this type of stuff. And anything else to add to wrap up here, sir?
Yeah, a couple of things. One of the things is I made my transition. I probably haven't done enough to thank the CUNA board, Dan Micah, Bill Cheney, and Jim Nussel for the confidence that they had me. As I mentioned a minute ago, when I came on board, I was the vice president of legislative affairs. That was 15 years ago, Mike. I was like one of the youngest vice presidents in CUNA's history. And they put a lot of confidence in me. They mentored me and showed me a good example of how to lead. And really, over the last couple of years, Jim in particular has really become a good friend, and it's been ironic. And I've told him this number of times. If you told me 25 years ago when I started working for House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt in Washington that I'd end up working for Jim Nussel, who was the Budget Committee chair, the Republican Budget Committee chair at the time. I mean, I would have told you were crazy, but it really has, it really turned out well. I learned a lot. I have learned a lot from Jim. I think I will continue to learn a lot from Jim, and I'm really grateful for that. I also just want to say thank you to the league presidents and the GAPS folks, the government affairs professionals. Credit unions should have a lot of confidence in their leadership, the leadership that they have at the state level, and I hope that credit unions never take for granted the importance of having that state-based advocacy in every state capital across the country. And they've got a really good team there. The hardest part for me about leaving CUNA was leaving the internal team at CUNA, because we've worked really hard to recruit the best that there is out there. And I think credit unions should have a lot of confidence in them. And then the last thing, Mike, thank you for allowing me on your show. This is the 39th appearance. Is that right?
Oh my gosh.
I hope it's not my last. You know, I found this to be a really important channel to deliver our advocacy message to credit unions. But as we talked about, there are several hundred credit unions that are members of the Federal Home Loan Bank or their Federal Home Loan Bank. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be issues that arise in that system that are going to have an impact on credit unions. So I hope you'll allow me to come on periodically and share our message.
Well, I look forward to number 40 then.
There you go. The other thing is, Mike, and the viewers may not know this, you and I have developed a good relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Through through our travels together. We ran into each other at the Minneapolis
That's
airport.
Right. How random was that?
And so it's just been really great to get to know you and spend time with you and also enjoy your show.
Oh, likewise. Yeah, I've always been honored to have you on, Ryan. Not only are you very, very good at your job and a great, great guest, but yeah, I'm also equally, if not more, honored to call you a friend. And the adventures we've had all over this planet have been very memorable. I'll never forget them. Oh, my gosh.
It's been good stuff. It's been great stuff.
Yeah. So, this is such a bittersweet moment for all of us in the industry, me included, but just a big congratulations on your next step in your career. I know you're going to crush it once again. And we look forward to seeing what you do over there at the council. And again, don't be a stranger. Look forward to the number 40 visit on our show whenever you want, Ryan. You're always welcome.
All right.
Yeah. Good luck, man. We'll be watching. All right.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Appreciate it. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.